Welcome to The Clean Slate with your hosts, Daniel Garza and Carson Phillips, providing you with movie news, reviews, and more. Sit back, relax, and don't forget to go to the concessions to get your popcorn and drinks. For your entertainment, this is The Clean Slate Podcast.
Ho, ho, ho.
In a bottle of rum.
Okay. Yeah. Welcome back to the Clean Slate Podcast. I'm Carson, here with... You're supposed to say your name.
Oh, sorry. I was burping.
Yeah. No, that's okay.
What's up, everybody? I'm Daniel.
A little too much eggnog. Special eggnog.
Exactly. Santa's special eggnog.
Grandma's recipe. Careful, all right, eggnog cool. Attracts sharks.
Oh.
It's called foreshadowing.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. Set that up now so that they understand later what it means.
Yeah.
Okay, guys, what's up? We are here with our Christmas special. We purposefully did not do 12 days or 25 days of Christmas just because we're getting off of the 31 days of Halloween, and we're just kind of slowly picking ourselves back up from that. But guys, we're here for our Christmas special, and we got four movies for you today that we are going to review, talk
four
about.
Four great movies.
Honestly,
all
they're
these
not horrible.
Five stars.
Okay. I don't know about that.
There's no classics this time around. We didn't do a single classic.
Yeah, that's
classic.
True.
We went for
the weirdest of the weird.
Some unique films. Yeah.
Yeah. So as we kind of did last year, we let our spouses pick a movie. And then we picked a movie, and then we watched all four of those. So this is my spouse's pick, The Most Wonderful Time
What's
of the
Year. What's
your
spouse's name?
Oh, my spouse's name is Rebecca. No, I'm not doing all that.
How'd you meet?
Okay, shut up. The Most Wonderful Time of the Year, as seen on Hallmark Channel.
In 2008.
2008 classic. So this is a classic. All right. So here's the logline. Corporate analyst and single mom Jen tackles Christmas with a business-like approach until her uncle arrives with a handsome stranger in tow. All right, guys. Well, this is directed by
Michael Scott.
Not Michael G. Scott from The Office. Michael M. Scott.
this guy hates his life, probably.
I'm guessing it's just like an in-house like a Hallmark director. They're like, Michael Scott can direct this one. But guys, there's nobody.
Yeah,
really,
do you think
notable.
They have like, I was gonna say, do you think they have like one name they use for like a bunch of the movies, kind of like you know how the Hardy Boys, it has the same author's name on all of them,
yeah,
even though it's not the same person. It's like a I don't remember what the word is for it, but
pseudonym or something like that.
Yeah, but for like a whole group of people, that would be sick.
Yeah. Okay, guys, so pretty much this is not... You know how Hallmark does its Hallmark thing, and they have, like, one A-list actor, or used-to-be A-list actor, in their movies? Well, Henry Winkler falls under that one, and he is kind of the main guy in this. So let's talk about it. Let's just get right into it. Oh, do you want to give him a rundown of this movie, Carson?
Yeah, I can. So basically we start off with some like police brutality from Henry Winkler. You guys know him.
Police brutality is crazy.
No, he's like beating someone up at the beginning though. It's
kind of
hilarious.
100%, but it's a crook.
Yeah, no, it's like, but he's retired, isn't he? Anyways, I don't know what's happening there, but yeah, so it starts out with him apprehending a criminal. You know him as the Fonz, right? So he's still as cool as the Fonz in this film, obviously. So, yeah. So, he's doing his thing. He's older in this film. And you find out he's heading back home to visit his niece, who's basically, like, his daughter. And he's having trouble. He's never navigated, like, airports before. So, he ends up meeting this dude who has a goatee. So, that means you can trust him. I don't know why he has a goatee.
He has, like, a beard. It's not a goatee.
It ain't a good beard, man. It doesn't look good. But what's his name? Morgan. Morgan Derby.
Morgan.
He's played by Warren Christie. which is weird because we have another character named Christy. But anyways, you don't know him from anything.
You don't know any of these guys from anything.
Like, oh, he actually did technically play Batman in the Batwoman show, but nobody watched that. So,
oh, interesting.
Anyway, so he's doing his thing, and he ends up helping him get in first class, and he's basically held captive in there, the niece's house, yep. because there these. Henry Winkler's character is trying to play like matchmaker, and she's trying to. I mean, there's really not much of a plot. I'm just explaining the whole movie.
No, yeah. Just,
basically,
you're good. Just
she sucks going. At Christmas. He's good at Christmas and yep. cooking, and so they're kind of tag team. He's teaching her about Christmas, and she's teaching him like how to be organized, I guess.
Yeah, pretty much.
Which you think she'd be better at Christmas as an organized.
Well, he's also kind of a drifter, so like. That's like one thing, like the whole he's a drifter and she's like a routine. I need to do everything by the book kind of a thing.
But she sucks at it, so I don't understand.
Yeah, exactly. Anyways. She does suck at it. But anyway, okay, cool. So let's go into our likes and dislikes for this movie. We got four movies, so we got to make it quick. let's start with likes first.
I think the cast is actually pretty good. I don't know if they're good actors because I can't tell based off the script. I mean, I think Henry Winkler is a good actor, and he seems like he's having fun in this. I think Brooke Burns, I don't know if she's having fun, but she's like a likable enough actress. Warren Christie's, I think he's having fun. And I like that. I like that he kills the shop owner with a trash can. Straight up murders this guy.
That was crazy. He just straight brutes that guy over the head, and I was like, dang.
This has way more action than any Hallmark movie I've ever seen this side of Murder, She Wrote. So, pretty enjoyable overall. Should I just do my dislikes now? Just get it out of the way.
Sure.
Yeah, my dislikes is like the whole movie. it's fine. If this is your kind of movie, this is your comfort food, go for it. It's just not for me. And you can tell like every Hallmark movie since this one came out does the same plot. Like it's always like one single parent. One person who sucks at Christmas, one who's good at Christmas coming together.
It's their script. It's literally copy and paste.
This one just has a little spice because of like the criminality going on.
Like barely though.
but barely. Yeah. Like I was like, oh, we're getting some cop drama mixed in with a Hallmark movie. Like I was kind of invested for a minute, but yeah, it's a typical Hallmark movie. It's shot like a typical Hallmark movie, but a little bit less colorful, which is interesting. Usually their color grade's brighter than this. So I thought that was interesting.
Well, it's also 2008 before color grading.
They didn't have it nailed. Yeah, No, I don't think that. Yeah, back before they invented it, Hallmark was a dark place.
It was Lifetime.
Yeah, so there's that. I mean, I think the sets look better than your typical Hallmark movie. It doesn't look like they were all shot in the same street in Canada like it normally is. So, overall, I mean, it's enjoyable enough.
Okay, cool. I kind of, I would say likes, it's a not a bad, like, if you put it in the right context, it's not a bad, horrible Christmas movie, right? If you analyze it like we are about to, it kind of is sweet a little bit.
That's fair.
I actually do like what's his name, Warren Christie. I think he's the best actor in this, and that's kind of like, I know that's doing disservice to Henry Winkler, but like he probably is the best actor or well acted person in this. I mean, I think Henry Winkler is like playing up to the script, and
he's just doing the Hallmark thing.
Brooke Burns is just reading lines. No, he's not dead. And Warren Christie, I feel like, is actually acting in this. Like I bought into his character for, even though it's a sucky,
proving himself,
you know, Hallmark movie. So my dislikes are, there's just so much stupidity in the plot. Like the fact that she gave up her long-term boyfriend and fiance just for this guy who was here for 2 days is kind of crazy.
Okay, but to be fair, her long-term boyfriend sucks.
Yeah, well, they always have to suck, even though, like, right, he's financially stable, he did love on her son, like, all these things go out the window.
He doesn't love
when
the
right
son.
Guy, what, he was, what, he got him a gift and all these things? I mean, he wasn't he like, hey, buddy,
card.
Let's go catch, like, he was just like,
whatever. That's his yes, son. If my dad got me just a gift card for Christmas, I'd be like, what the crap?
Every single Hallmark movie, there is always the workaholic, like, other who just
is that's true.
Too busy for their own, like, in it, right? They're too busy for their own relationship, but it's always around the holidays when work is a little busy. I'm speaking from, I'm like defending myself now.
You need to be in a Hallmark movie.
I know.
Rebecca needs to save your soul from going to hell.
So one of my favorite moments was when he goes up on the roof and they like pretend to be Santa, but then he just slips off.
Yeah, that's funny. I mean, that's kind of classic Christmas with the Cranks vibes, maybe.
Yeah. So, yeah, overall, it wasn't a horrible movie. Like, I actually was fine. But overall, it was fine. Like, I would probably watch it again just for the sake of Rebecca and this being one of her favorite movies.
This is one of her favorite Christmas movies?
No, I don't know about, like, her favorite, but she likes this one.
Oh. I think it's weird to include a Hallmark movie as a favorite.
Yeah, it's, like, almost unfair.
Okay. They're, like, not real movies.
That was the most wonderful time of the year. It's on YouTube. You can find it. You can watch it for free.
Okay, this movie I have backstory for. This next one.
Oh, gosh. This next one. So our wives picked the dumbest movie. We're getting into Alyssa's pick.
Which is an awful movie. But
and the stupidity that unfolds. So go ahead.
So there is a... I can't even find the Wikipedia page. So there is some backstory to this, though, of why Alyssa chose this. So last year, I may have lied. So Alyssa's pick last year was Emmett Otter, which I think is a cute, like, TV special.
Sure.
But she told me specifically, don't do Emmett Otter, because I don't want you guys to, like, make fun of my childhood favorite.
Oh,
and I was fine. We're just going to do it, and I'll just say you picked it. She didn't pick it. I don't remember what she picked, because my memory is, like, horrible. So this year she's like, okay, you have to do what I say, and you're doing Santa Jaws. And I was like, no, Daniel's gonna hate that. I hated it. I looked at my letterbox from the last time I watched it. I gave it half a star. And so that's why we're watching this. And I just finished it like 30 minutes ago.
All right. Alyssa, it seems like you and I both got the short end of the stick this year and last year when Carson cursed me with Emmett Otter. And
whoa, Emmett Otter's good.
No, I was actually
Emmett Otter's good. Otter. This is not good.
No, so yeah, let's get right into Santa Jaws. Yeah, trying to survive his family Christmas, Cody makes a wish to be alone, which ends up backfiring when a shark manifests and kills his entire family.
That's the log line. Oh my
god. I just got to know, like,
honestly,
where did she find this movie? How did she come up with it? Because, like, it wasn't like an easy movie to find.
Like, she loves shark movies, and so we'll be browsing Peacock. Peacock has a crap ton of shark movies.
Is this on Peacock? No, this is on Prime.
It's on Peacock.
Oh, well, I watched it on Prime. Anyway, go ahead.
It's on both, probably. But yeah, so we always are browsing and like, oh, look at this horrible shark movie, because she loves sharks, like, period.
Yeah.
And to be honest, there's maybe like 3 good shark movies ever made. So most of them are bad. So we end up watching a lot of bad shark movies.
Yeah.
And it brings her joy. So honestly, if you're going to watch this, I would say like fast forward every now and then. Maybe the last 20 minutes is great as far as shark goes. But like none of the other stuff matters. So you can just kind of skip around and have fun.
I mean, you don't need to know too much of the plot. The plot here is his grandpa gives him a gift. A
magic pen.
A magic pen. He like copies over his Santa Jaws drawing. And that's what brings creature to life.
And it eats his grandpa immediately.
Yeah.
In a pond.
Okay, let's go into likes and dislikes.
Okay, so for me, the likes are, honestly, the pun side of things are enjoyable. The the overall premise is good, I feel like.
Okay.
But the movie itself is bad. But I think like the setup is funny. Like the fact that it is like a Christmas themed shark and he has a Santa hat. And some of the kills are funny. So those are my enjoyment. And I don't think the movie takes itself seriously. I also, the comic shop owner goes really serious at one scene for some reason.
Oh, I know.
like overkill, and I think it's so funny that he does that because I'm like, he committed like hardcore.
He was like, I'm in this movie. I'm in this $700,000 budget movie. I'm gonna be here.
So like, respect for him. Like, I was like, why is he trying so hard right now?
Yeah.
That's it as far as likes go. Dislikes, the whole movie is bad, but mainly like the plot, which I didn't, there shouldn't be a good plot in this kind of movie. That'd be weird. That would almost make it worse if it had a good plot, but yeah, the plot sucks. Also like the fact that they tried to fit in like these weird like drama scenes into this didn't make sense to me. Like, you could have just trimmed this movie up by like half an hour by leaving out the whole like jocks versus nerd conversation.
Yeah, like, well, you know what?
Like, I don't need
also
that.
Stereotyped. It's like, okay. But also the guy wasn't even a jock.
I don't I don't know why that was in the movie. Like, it has nothing to do with the overall movie. So that could have been taken out, and then maybe if they just trimmed it up a little bit. If this was like an hour, that'd be great.
Yeah, so I'm going to say for likes, I don't have any.
You don't have one like.
Okay, fine.
You don't
one
like someone getting
would be,
speared by
I actually,
a
no,
candy cane?
No, it was awful. One That's like awesome. Would be I liked the premise of the magical pen and in, like an artist.
Why?
I don't know. That was actually just okay with me. I was fine with that. So that's my one like.
Okay.
Everything else I hated to the core.
The director's done so many shark movies.
Oh yeah. Misty Talley is the director, and she has done nothing but be
she's edited
films.
A crap ton of Christmas movies.
Yeah. Yeah, overall it's a horrible movie. And I'm mad at Alyssa for making us waste time on the podcast with
it. I think it's great that you watched it.
No, I
was
like,
quizzing me on the plot.
Turned it on and I was like, what the hell am I watching?
Like, well, I told Alyssa that you started quizzing me on the plot, and then I told her one of the questions you asked me, and she immediately knew the answer. And I was like, why do you know this movie so well?
Yeah, it's, oh my gosh. My favorite part of the entire movie is the fact that him and his grandpa go on this fishing trip, and his grandpa literally gets eaten. Like, within 10 minutes of going on this little trip. And when he goes to tell his parents, they're like, oh, whatever. You're just making stuff up. He's like, no, I'm being serious. And they're like,
yeah.
Like, when she's like, I'm going to go wake him up right now. And he's like, oh, no. Like, and he just, like, sells out so quickly. Like, okay, never mind. I can't convince them.
It's he doesn't care about anyone dying except for his friend.
Yeah. And it was just like, no, if it was my grandpa, I would have been like, yes, go wake him up because he's not there because he's dead. And then the whole movie would have ended.
I
would have
been screaming.
Anyway.
Well, no, it's also kind of funny, too. At the end when the mom's like, no, don't even try to use the pen to save everyone or stop the shark.
Oh, yeah.
Like, she's like yelling. And they're like, where have you been the whole movie, lady? It's a Santa shark. Do you think the pen didn't do that? You thought this naturally occurred somehow?
Right. Yeah, no. Especially when it got a candy cane horn.
Yeah, no, I would be questioning a lot.
Anyway, so yeah, that is Santa Jaws. I don't even want to give it more time than I think we should. It's a horrible movie. You can go check it out on Prime.
4 out of 5 stars.
No, yeah, what's crazy is IMDb gave it 4 stars. 4 stars.
You know what it is? There's a market for the shark B movie, and if it fits into your holiday schedule, you might as
people
well.
Will watch it. Yeah, guys, if you're into Sharknado or stupid movies like that, then this is probably right up your alley. We are now getting into mine and Carson's picks, so they're obviously going to be great.
Yeah, sure.
Hey, this one is actually decently rated by Rotten Tomatoes, so shut your mouth. So this actually is a movie I grew up watching when I was little. It is technically a Hallmark movie, but it's good. So this one is called Silver Bells. It's a TV movie, and I will read it right now. Manhattanite Catherine O'Mara bonds with a young man who has run away from his father. When the father returns to New York a year later to sell his Christmas trees, he and Catherine cross paths. It's a horrible logline.
That's literally the plot of the movie, though.
Yeah, yeah. So, basically, the plot is this guy named Christy, who's the father, runs a Christmas tree farm. Every year they go to New York, they sell all their Christmas trees, and that's kind of like the life that they live. They're like Christmas tree farmers. Unfortunately, his son doesn't want to be a part of that business anymore. He actually wants to. His son's name is Danny. He wants to be a photographer and try that out.
Like Daniel.
Yeah, wow. but his dad is like, this is a family business. You need to be a part of this. And he's like, no, Dad, I have dreams. And he inevitably runs away. And he's missing for a whole year. And all the while, Catherine O'Mara, the love interest in this, is hiding Danny and protecting him from his father, which is kind of crazy.
This description is making me angry.
Yeah, but that's pretty much it.
I've never been angry at a Hallmark movie, actually. So that means this did something no other movie has done from Hallmark for me.
Yeah, and listen, this is actually a decent cast. Like, this has Anne Hetch,
I like Tate Donovan. Actually, he's very enjoyable.
Michael Mitchell, who plays Danny, Courtney Gines. It has Margot Martindale and Mike Coulter. Like, all decent actors who have actually done stuff outside of Hallmark. Oh, and it has Victoria Justice. Did you recognize that?
No way. Who was she?
Victoria. She plays the little daughter of the other store owners.
No way.
Yeah. So if you guys have ever seen Victoria, that's or Victorious, Victoria Justice is in this movie. Okay, likes and dislikes.
Interesting how the little boy didn't do any acting after this.
Yeah.
It's really weird because he was like one of the main. Anyways.
Let's go dislikes first. Yeah, dislikes first.
Dislikes first.
I have a lot more likes.
Can I do likes first? You're throwing me off.
We'll do
likes first.
Okay.
We can bounce back and forth, though, instead.
Okay, go ahead.
It seems like that'd be better.
Just do it.
Yeah, so for me, my likes is Tate Donovan. I actually really like his dad vibes in this. His performance is good. I have the same Carhartt hat as him, so that's cool. I really like that hat. Also, the boy wears a pretty sick hat, too. There's a lot of good hats in this movie.
This is a good hat movie.
No, seriously, though. I like the setting. I think it's kind of a unique setting for me as far as, like, Hallmark movies goes. Even, like, visually, this is filmed not like the typical Hallmark movie, so I really appreciated that as well. And I think we actually have an attractive two main cast members, which that helps, because usually they look very like cookie cutter people. These look like real humans.
Yeah.
So that's cool.
Interesting.
I think there was definitely a more competent director in this film. He actually has like a filmography. So that's nice that someone who actually kind of knew what they were doing just a little bit more than the typical is sweet. That's pretty much my main likes. Before I do my dislikes, you can go and do your likes after this, but
okay,
my main dislikes is going to be the plot, so just there's going to be some spoilers for that.
Okay, that's fine. My main like is the plot, so
this will be good. This will transition well.
Sure, yeah. So I think, yeah, actually the cast is relatively decent actors in this movie. Like, nobody just feels like they're doing the Hallmark thing, because this came out in 2005, so it was like before Hallmark became like a cult. Courtney Gines is horrible. But, this also has John Benjamin Hickey, which, if you've seen him, he's been in like Transformers, he was in Pitch Perfect as the dad, he's like a pretty well-known actor as well. But for me, the plot is actually good, because it's not like the typical, like, oh no, I hate Christmas. Like, it is in that, like, with Catherine O'Hara. Yeah, Catherine O'Mara. Her lifestyle, she hates Christmas because she lost her husband. And, like, he died of cancer. So it was like, no, that's actually kind of sad. But the main plot for me focuses on, like, one, seeing things differently than you normally see them. But also, it's about like it's more about focused on the father. And no, I mean, this is getting existential pretty quickly. No,
it's about looking up, you know?
Right.
Remember to look up.
But for me, the main plot is between the father and son. And it's actually like better, I think, than the typical like love story that we see in Hallmark. So I think that because it's different like that is why I actually like this Hallmark movie. and it has like a different vibe than all of the other Hallmark movies that come out now, where they're just like pushing them out every single week. And I mean, the production on Hallmark movies now is like,
they do like 30 movies a year or more.
Yeah, they do like 3 months of actual like shooting post-production. Yeah. It's all quick. And
if you can get work on a Hallmark set, man, that's
such good steady work. You have a job for life. Yeah. So anyway, those are my main likes of this movie. I like the plot. I actually like the story of the photography side and everything like that. Obviously, because I'm a photographer, videographer, anyway. Carson's just making fun 16. Of me. Exactly. So now let's get into dislikes. I do have a fair share of dislikes in this.
Okay. So my dislikes, I'll share mine first because we're going to have different dislikes, I guess.
Yeah, sure, probably.
Mine's the plot. It's the dumbest plot ever. Like, I know you like it. I'm sorry. I'm no, sorry.
That's fine. Okay? You can hate it. I don't care.
I do hate it. mainly because, one, this boy is acting like he's being, like, abused. He's not. Yeah. Then he punches his father, runs away. Because for some reason you need to be in New York City to be a photographer. It's just like the weirdest cliche, which I expect that from Hallmark, so I shouldn't be that shocked. But I think it's because the like filming was so competent for me towards the beginning that when the plot lost me, I was like, oh, that kind of sucks. And then the 1 year time jump, and then you find out like I don't know, he barely contacted his sister who's living with their supposedly like bad father by herself now. So he just abandons his sister and then doesn't care about her until a year later. And then I feel like the father-son relationship's not even fixed, and he falls in love with the person who technically like kidnapped and allowed her his son to live on the streets.
She
didn't kidnap,
but she definitely withheld the information that she was.
So
like,
she enabled him to be homeless.
Yeah.
For a year and doesn't tell him, and then is like forcing her love on him, and he's like, "Oh, that's fine."
Because we're both lonely.
we're in love. And then it fixes everything. I'll leave my son here, by the way. It's just wild. Okay. Also, when he falls in the water and they don't take him to the hospital right away and take him to her, I was like, what the frick?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just the plot. It just doesn't work for me. I can see why a lot of people enjoy this, though. Like, it is charming. And if you don't think about it, like, if you, like, have, like, a childhood memory, like, you watched this as a kid, right?
Yeah. I was like 10 when this came
out. I could see this being very enjoyable, like as a kid, but it's just not for me, I guess, as an adult. So,
that's fair. Yeah,
mileage may vary.
My problems with this is
right though.
Like some of the writing is so stupid in this. Like I was rewatching it, and I was like, "This is dumb." And then same thing with you. Like everything is kind of weirdly patched up at the end. Like this boy is missing for a whole year, and then he's like immediately back to helping his dad on the tree farm, and like he falls in love with the girl all because of the photos that he took. Like so, it's kind of stupid. It's kind of weirdly
average
rushed.
Photos too.
And then like also, I actually hated John Benjamin Hickey's character, the son of the huge news corporation thingy. Or the newspaper.
Oh, yeah, that was like a weird B plot. Yeah.
Yeah. He was just like so obsessed to find out, like, whatever. It was, yeah.
Yeah. I didn't, so I kind of ignored that part. That didn't mean anything to me.
Yeah. A lot of it's pretty stupid. And like the moments, I mean, there are good moments in this, like right where he goes out every single night looking for his son because he wants him back. And
yeah. And those scenes just, like, look really nice visually, too.
Yeah, but it's just like there are sweet moments in here, but the same thing. It's like his son acts like his dad is abusive, but his dad is like, "Hey, you're going to have to miss school because we need help on the farm. You're like, you're a part of this family. You need to help out." And he's like, "No, dad." So he is kind of a bratty douchebag.
And then he ditches the one thing his sister wanted to do that year.
Yo, I know. He wanted to go see a Broadway show. I'm like, dude, if you want to do the New York things, go to Broadway. Like, that's a New York thing.
And also, you can be a photographer at home. You don't have to be in New York for that. Like, I don't understand. Yeah.
So, yes, I am not, like, rose-colored or rose-glass, whatever the thing is.
No, you love this movie.
No, I don't love this movie. It is a great Hallmark movie, but that's about it.
It's
so,
definitely
guys,
the best Hallmark movie I've seen.
Yeah, and so. I will stand by that. This is the best Hallmark movie
Unless
I've
you
seen.
Count Dinotopia, because that is Hallmark, technically.
That's crazy.
You guys should watch. Yeah, you guys should look
Okay, guys. It's well, like,
something like that.
Silver Bells is on Peacock, or if you, for whatever reason, have the Hallmark streaming network, it is on there as well.
Wait, that's a thing?
Yes. My parents have it, or they used to have it. Okay, yeah, but
if you
now
have to pick a Hallmark movie to watch, this is the only one you should watch by choice.
Yep, 100%. Okay, so let's maybe get some older ones that are to good, our know. Final movie of the Christmas special, and that is Rare Exports, which actually was a surprisingly decent film. Like, for it being a, what yeah. is it, Swedish film or whatever?
It's like Norwegian or something.
Yeah, something or of
Finnish,
that.
I don't know.
It's not in English. It's, well, it's partly in English, but for the most part, it's not English. And it's actually pretty funny, pretty graphic. And so it's a rated R film, so yeah. just be
it's
aware
like
of that.
It's dark.
But this is the logline for Rare Exports. In the depths of Corva Tuturni, however you say that, mountains,
yeah,
486 meters deep, lies the closest ever guarded secret of Christmas. The time has come to dig it up. This Christmas, everyone will believe in Santa.
Dang.
This movie was kind of crazy. Do you want to briefly, very briefly, just describe this plot real quick?
Yeah, sure. So this was my pick. I knew yes. about this movie, but never watched it. Someone actually recommended it to me. I can't remember who. So whoever it was, if you listen to the podcast, thanks, because I enjoyed this. Yeah, so yeah. I never saw this, so it was kind of a gamble to pick it, but it was something different at least. So yeah, so basically we start out in this like Finnish region, very like rural. There's not much there. There's like one cop and like houses spread out throughout, and we end up seeing this team that are excavating something. We don't know what it is. Then there's like they're like waiting for the reindeer to come. That seems to be like what the humans of the village live on, and all the reindeer are dead, and so there's this
hunting
whole mystery
and selling
of, like,
the reindeer.
Well, yeah, so it's kind of like this whole mystery of like how the heck did these wolves kill this many reindeer. It was like a ton of reindeer. So there's that kind of mystery, and then like Christmas happens basically, and the kids of the town start disappearing, and all this weird stuff starts happening, and they end up finding in their wolf trap a man who looks oddly like Santa Claus.
Yep.
And yeah, things kind of unravel from there. There's a lot more that happens, but I feel like that's kind of like
the, yeah, that's the main
brief.
Yeah, let's go right into likes and dislikes. This is obviously going to be the favorite of the holiday movie series.
Yeah, weirdly
just
enough.
A fair warning, I did say it's rated R. It is pretty graphic in some aspects. Like, you see Santa's penis and many Santa Little Helper's penises.
You see many penises.
And then there's some like body dismemberment things, like with the pig head and all that type
of
stuff.
It's not over the top either.
No, no, it's not. But anyway, so that's just your warning right there. Okay, yeah. Likes and dislikes. I'm going to go first with dislikes. Yeah, I'm struggling actually to find dislikes, because overall I actually really like this film. And I mean, some of the acting, I guess, from the kids is not great. Some of the plot,
cheesy.
I would say, okay, here it is. My main issue
there's
with this is
there's different directions I would have gone in.
Right, but the plot, you jump in so quickly, and that one guy at the very beginning, he's just weird.
Doesn't show up again.
Yeah,
English speaker.
Yeah, it's really weird how he like comes and goes, weird. And then we immediately jump into it. But overall,
yeah, he's an odd character.
I don't have that many dislikes. This movie was actually really enjoyable. Besides it being a foreign film, and that's just annoying to always deal with.
It's just not your thing. Because it forces you to actually watch it actively. Oh, no. Okay, but I was kind of annoyed, too, because I didn't realize that. And I was like, dang it, I can't look at my phone at all when watching this.
Yeah, I know, literally.
Yeah, I have similar dislikes where there is like a few like odd maybe translation issues for me.
Yeah,
it really could be come down to but honestly my biggest dislike really is I kind of wish the creature at the end would have de-thawed and we would have seen some of that.
Yeah
action. I was a little bummed out by that, and then I was a little bummed out that there just wasn't more. This is gonna sound horrible, but I wish there was more killing in this movie.
Yeah.
Or more death. Which is fine, because I don't want it. It would have probably been too dark if that happened. But
yeah,
I was expecting just like 10% more death.
Yeah, I actually didn't love the mystery aspect, because I would say like one third of this movie is like a mystery.
Is mystery. The rest of it's like a dark, edgy mystery thing.
Right, but there wasn't like anything that mysterious. It was like all kind of like kind of dialogue based.
Yeah, we kind of know. I mean,
right.
Okay, I'm gonna get into my likes if I start.
Yeah, let's just do that. Likes then? Yeah, let's do it.
So I do kind of appreciate that a good chunk of this movie is almost a one-room story.
Yeah.
Because they capture this one wild Santa Claus, whatever you want to call him, elf.
He's, Santa's helper. Little helper.
And they have him trapped in, like, this one little area.
Mm-hmm.
And all of that was actually, like, really compelling. Kind of reminded me of, like, Castle Rock or something like that, where there's this creepy mysterious creature that's captured. So I really enjoyed that aspect of it. Now that I'm seeing this is based on a short film, I bet you that's the short film, but
probably.
Yeah, so I enjoyed that aspect of it. Honestly, a bunch of naked old guys is horrifying. That's a fear of mine.
It's really creepy, like, looking
actually.
Yeah
like it freaks me out a little bit. Maybe that's like old person phobia or something, I don't know. So I do enjoy that. I like that. That was cool. I thought it kind of reminded me of like an Amblin film that's Spielberg's production company. So it had like layers of like Gremlins or like Home Alone meets Gremlins meets horror a little bit more. Like, so like it definitely has like this kiddish vibe, but it's still like incredibly dark. And there were some good emotional moments I was surprised by. I was like, why am I feeling emotion between this father and son right now?
I know, actually they did pull that out a little bit.
I was like what the crap.
The father actually has this like really good like depth to him. Arc that I
or whatever.
Yeah, but like just the whole thing of like where he's just crying and all these different types of emotions that they're actually portraying, because like you normally build fathers like that as like a hard ass, and like, but like this guy actually had some decent depth to him. Okay, I'm gonna get into my likes. I think overall this movie's like horror aspect to it was so cool. Like when they're showing like the Santa's little helper guy, and like they first show him in that like crawled hunched over position, I was like, oh my god.
Yeah, that was gross.
And then I think overall the idea of it is kind of silly, but it works really well with like the whole idea when it gets to Rare Exports, because the entire movie I'm like, what is the Rare Export that we're waiting on here? And then you obviously find out what they're doing with all the at Santa the
end,
little helper,
like the end plot.
Exactly,
which I love. And that's like such a funny thing to put in a movie.
Oh yeah, and it's like hella like they're like really about their money, because right, they said that they're like they lose out on $85,000 from the reindeer, and they're like, okay, well how much can we get for all these Santa's little helpers?
The ending really is so random though, like the airplane and like I'm like, where did they get that? What is happening?
But I will say
that like, I was okay with it.
The ending, like the shot composition was so cool. The whole like the whole battle scene at the end is the coolest like Christmas fight horror sequence.
So cool.
Dude, and I already mentioned this to you before, but there's this one shot where it's showing Ani Tomila, who is the kid actor. There's this one shot. He like sacrifices himself, and it's a really good moment.
Yeah, straight
but
up.
But there's this moment where he's like looking, and he's kind of like gathering how he's gonna like do this. But there's just this like wraparound shot of him in slow motion like, with the like the snow shot. Falling. I was like, oh my god, that is beautiful. Keep in mind, this is a 13-year-old film. This movie like
it looks decent,
really good. The location is awesome. The special effects aren't even bad. So I was
telling Alyssa that like compared to like the Flash that came out this year,
yeah,
this has good special effects compared to a lot of like bigger movies, and I don't imagine this had.
It was a $2 million budget.
And it made about over $4 million. So
it made
double its money
in the U.S. opening weekend, $9,000.
Yikes. That's well, crazy. Okay, all time it made $4 million, though.
Yeah, all time it made $4 million. Really good. So yeah, it's just like a really cool movie at the end. I will say that the beginning's a little slow. That was kind of my like fault with it.
Yeah. I feel like when you find out all the stuff that goes missing in the town and like where it ends up and why is really kind of captivating too. Like they thought this movie through.
Yeah.
Way more than they should have. It kind of reminded me of that Silent Night movie.
Yeah. Yes, I was just thinking that was crazy. I was like, it made me kind of want to watch Silent Night again. Or not? Yeah. Is that the one
they have similar vibes?
What's his name in it?
Or Violent Night.
Violent Night. That's what it is with called. David Harbour. Yeah, we watched that last year, didn't we?
Yeah, that one's a good movie. Like, enjoyable.
So yeah, but there's just so much of it looked really good. Like even when they're like they string up Santa on the or Santa's little helper on the chains, and he's just like hanging there. Like the shot of him just like looking at them is just like scary. But overall, it's a really, I think it's a really pleasing ending. Like it didn't like end on a stupid note or anything of that sort. Yeah. It just kind of like ended the way that it did. And it is kind of comical. So
yeah,
overall, that's my likes. I recommend this movie actually, even though it's a foreign film. I hate that I'm starting to like a lot more foreign films, but
you're welcome.
Whatever. So, guys, but that is going to do it for our Christmas special. I know we didn't really cater to the broadest audience. I mean, besides the Hallmark movies. But
for all you Hallmark girlies and all you horror film boys, yeah, this is it.
This is the two random. And it's just funny the differences between our wives and, like, me us. And you. Like,
yeah,
we pick two Hallmark movies. You guys pick two horror movies, which is kind of funny.
Okay. Yeah, that's true, I guess.
Anyway, guys, so we want to wish you all a Merry Christmas, and we will not be... Oh, we have one more episode coming out before the new year, but hey, we hope you guys have a Merry Christmas, spending time with your family, or whatever holiday that you celebrate.
Happy Kwanzaa.
Celebrate, yeah.
Separate? Wow. We don't separate over holidays, guys. We come together. We accept all holidays here.
Yeah, guys, for next year, if you guys would like to recommend some Christmas movies, maybe Carson and I will have the energy to do a longer Christmas special.
25 days of Christmas next year.
That would be crazy. But hey, guys, the new year, we are so excited. We'll announce some things in the next episode, so you'll want to stay tuned for that. And yes, we have a 2023 year rewind next week, so stay tuned. We got a lot more coming, and we are so excited to keep going on year 3 of the podcast. That's crazy.
Wow.
Or two. It's two. Year two. It feels like year 3.
That's a clean slate.